Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for singing and praising the Lord. And we know according to your word, you have inhabited our praises.
Amen.
That's how great our God is. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Even though he is the high and the lofty one that inhabits eternity, yet he has time for us to inhabit our praises.
Amen.
How we worship you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We always with us, he said, bring me to the end of the world. He said, I will live in them and I will walk in them.
Amen.
We are those people. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, thank you for coming to our life, Lord.
Yes.
And the Bible says, and Christ is our life, Christ is our peace,
yes.
Christ is our all in all. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for giving us your joy.
Amen.
And your joy let no man take away from you.
Amen.
Peace I live with you. My peace I give unto you.
Amen.
Not as the world give, I unto you.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In a troubled world, he say, when you see all these things that are coming to pass for the closing of the age, let not your heart be troubled.
Amen.
Be not terrified. When you hear commotion, hear over there, war over there, no, be not terrified.
Amen.
These things must need be. Then shall the end come.
Amen.
So as we read the word this morning, Lord, bless the reading thereof, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Not too long ago, I spoke about you. I'm doing all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I couldn't finish that day because it will take a long time. Well, so this morning I want to just add a little bit to that, you know, to that message about the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It will be inspirational and uplifting to see how the early church, how they used that name, how they took that name. Amen?
Amen.
And an example for us. So I just picked some scripture from the book of Acts as an inspirational thing for us and to see how, what place they put the name of Jesus in the early church. And it should be encouragement to us to open our eyes to better use what you already got, this name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, I want to talk about the use of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Acts, not long ago, we talked about doing all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Kind of expansion on that. So, the first use of the name of our Lord Jesus Christ in the book of Acts was on the day of Pentecost, actually. 50 days before that time, the Jews had hung our Lord Jesus Christ stark naked upon the cross. Now, after hearing Peter preach on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 of them, according to the scripture in Acts 2:37, 3,000 of them, now say this in Acts 2:37, when Peter preached, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Like I'm saying, that's the first place he preached in the Pentecost, for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we just pray today that as we preach the gospel, that it be a complete gospel like we Peter preached here. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So, thank God for crusades and people preaching the gospel. We pray that the church will return to the foundation of the apostles, amen, and the prophets. You know, the Lord himself being the chief cornerstone thereof. Say, contend for the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints, the book of Jude. Amen? Praise the Lord. Thank God, yeah, witnesses are going on. Let us go to that the church will come to the fundamental and all there is, all of the gospel. Praise God. There are not two gospels, really. There's only one gospel. And I call it the gospel of the kingdom. Amen?
Amen?
So we should pray that the church will return to what was originally given unto us. So we see, in that 38th verse, what did he say? The Holy Spirit apparently had Peter recall one of the last statements the Lord made to the disciples just before his ascension. That is in Luke 24:47. They followed through the word of the Lord, amen? What did God tell them in Luke 24:47? And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, amen. They followed through on the day of Pentecost. That's what the Lord told them, and some of that, you know. Although not clear to the disciples at that time, this meant a break with Judaism, actually. See? Anyway, so we see right there, the first last name in the book of Acts was that day on the day of Pentecost and so on, you know, following the Lord's command that he gave them. And here I call the first miracle in that name. So the first public use of that name occurred at the gate of the temple called Beautiful. He just walking through the book of Acts to, you know, remind us, you know, how they took that name, you know, in the early church. Praise the Lord. That is the standard, really. No matter what offense today, you know, we have to conform to what was given to us originally and so forth, you know. So the first miracle, a public use of the name occurred at the gate of the temple called Beautiful. At that time, the apostles had not yet been separated from the temple worship. You see, at that time, they still go to the temple and so on, like that, you know. So we know the story in Acts 3, right? How Peter and John, at the hour of prayer, the Bible said, and you know, went to pray, and at the gate of the Beautiful, you know, they found this man who was lame from his mother's womb, and looking unto them, right, to receive alms from them. He was actually being carried every day to that place, right? And this day, one of this day, when Peter, at the hour of prayer, you know, in the story of Acts 3, and you know, he was looking unto them to get alms, of course. What happened? Peter just told them, you know, Peter, look, in verse 6, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Amen?
Amen.
That's for someone that I talk about, you know, doing all things in the name of the Lord Jesus. I mentioned this verse in there. You know, Peter said, I have something. It is the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You also have that name, amen?
Amen.
As a Christian, praise the Lord. It is given to you and I by the Lord himself. Anyway, and you know where, and before you know it, Bible says, you heard him and lift him up. Man was leaping and singing and joy, you know, and went with them, you know, to the temple and things like that, you know. And people were, you know, people who knew to be a beggar since he was born, they were so amazed and so on that, you know. And Peter spoke again, you know, in a... You know, Peter now tell them in about verse 16, you know, and he said, you know, we didn't do all this thing by our power, but in verse 16, he said, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. So he said, through faith, he said his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong. So that's how they took the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, you know, in the early church and so forth. So now, this is the first recorded miracle in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in the book of Acts. And the 16th verse is noteworthy, really. He said, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him, you know, has given this man, you know, perfect soundness in the presence of the all. The apostle said. Now, for the first time, we come in vital contact with this strange power vested in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This miracle created a sensation, really. The disciples were arrested following that incident, put in jail until the morrow, the Bible taught us there. And through this miracle, the number of the disciples had increased to about 5,000. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Through that one miracle, 5,000 people. Let me go to Acts chapter 4. Verse 5, talking about the use of the name of the Lord Jesus in the book of Acts, right? You know, so, and just to add to what we are talking about before, that in all that you do, do it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So Acts chapter 4, verse 5 says, and it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, "By what power or by what name have ye done this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, "Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if you this day be examined, if we this day be examined of the good done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel." Now watch this. "That by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God had raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole." See? He declared it by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and so forth. Verse 11 says, "This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of your corner." And verse 12 states this, and popular thing we use in preaching the gospel and so forth, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Praise the Lord. They got to them, you know, how the man was, you know, how he was saved, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, how they heard the name of the Lord Jesus, you know, in the early church and so forth. Of course, consternation took place in the Sanhedrin, you know. They wanted to know what power or what means, you know, they used or by what name they had done that mighty act. Peter told them it was in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, whom they crucified. I'm just talking about that verse again. Whom God had raised from the dead. That in his name did this man stand before them whole. Then the council acted, saying in Acts verse 16 of Acts chapter 4, "What shall we do to this man? For that indeed a notable miracle had been done by them, as manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it." Amen. They couldn't deny it. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. The reason that no matter how much they may wish to deny it, the fact stands before them. A man who had been impotent from birth was suddenly healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. See? No miracle like this had ever happened before in human history. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Anyway, he shook the Sanhedrin to the foundation. Their wisest men were in confusion. The disciples were ordered, of course, aside for a moment while the Sanhedrin conferred. And in their fear, they threatened in verse 17. That's what they could do. But that is spread no further among the people. Let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Is the name the Lord Jesus. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh my. It does not seem that they objected so much to the teaching of his resurrection, but they fear the power of that name. And they charge them not to teach nor preach in that name, and he sent them out. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Now we know this. Peter and John, of course, went back to their own company and told the story. Then we have that remarkable prayer in which they said in Acts 4:29, "I always like," but we said they went to their own, amen? Praise the Lord. And they said they went to their own, right? That's how it should be, this Christendom and so forth. When you have got to your business and so on, as a meeting, a fellowship and so forth, we go there to come and even rehearse and see what God has done. Anyway, here is that mighty, that remarkable verse in Acts chapter 4, verse 29. And now, Lord, behold, they are threatening, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. Amen.
Amen.
Even in the midst of persecution, it takes boldness to speak God's word. Amen.
Amen.
In the midst of unbelieving world, praise the Lord. Maybe you go somewhere, maybe you have to witchcraft in there, you have all this kind of like James and Jabin in Moses today, right? See, with all boldness today, they may preach thy word. Verse 30 says, By stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You see how they heard that name? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Because why? Before he left, in the Great Commission, in Mark 16, these signs shall prevail that belief, right? In my name shall they cast out devils, right? That they heard it with all their lives. And they based all their teaching on that instruction the Lord gave them. Praise the Lord. They didn't deviate from it at all, And that's throughout their ministry and so on. And just to awaken us to the omnipotent, that is embedded in that name, which belongs to you and I today. Amen. Peter has no more right to that name than you and I do. Amen.
Amen.
If we are born again, we are washed in the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, at one time, I believe in Acts chapter 10, when the first Gentile, Cornelius and so forth, when they received the Holy Ghost and so like that, Peter said, God has put no difference between us Gentiles and them. If they were given the same Holy Ghost we received in the beginning, there is no difference between us. I can't put a difference. In Acts 15, they cast out Jerusalem, right? So anyway, praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So the disciples, now, look at that. They now expect that signs and wonders were to follow the preaching in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because that's what they pray for, right? That's what they ask for. So, did it come to pass? That prayer was answered. Let's see the scripture here in verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness, just as they prayed, right? And you know what? Now, people say, when you receive the Holy Ghost, that's just it. There can be refilling, right?
Yes.
This verse, what is the day of Pentecost? That is many, I don't know how many days after that. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
While in the prayer meeting and so, Bible said the place shook, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And they put the word of God with all boldness. God answered that prayer where they said, behold, they are threatening, and give unto your servant boldness to see that word is all boldness. And we see that it came to pass just as they prayed. Anyway, the same thing in Acts 5:12, more of the answer prayer. Acts 5:12. By the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, just as they pray that signs and wonders may be wrought in the name of the Holy Child Jesus, right? Continue throughout the book of Acts and so on. And by the hand of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, everyone. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. See how they prayed and so forth, and God, answered their prayer, and throughout the book of Acts, we see just taking care of that and so on. Again, this is just, an inspirational thing for us to know that, this name that we have, the Lord Jesus Christ, is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen?
Amen.
That is the essence. And so no matter what modernism says, we go back to the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Even in this name, jail doors were opened. I'm going to read the book of Acts now. They were arrested. See, for the same miracle that happened in Acts 3, all kind of events follow it. So they were arrested again and put in a ward. But the angel of the Lord opened the prison and told them to go and stand in the temple and preach all the words of this life. And in the morning, they were brought before the council again, and the high priest asked them, saying in Acts 5:28, did not we strictly command you that you should not teach in this name? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh my, that name can stir up devil, can't it? Praise the Lord God. And deliver the humble, you know, and that fear the Lord. And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. You said it, let his blood be upon us and upon our children. That's what you said. Amen?
Amen.
Who is bringing it upon you now? You bring it upon yourself. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's not the preaching of the name of the Lord that bring upon you. You did it yourself. And so anyway, then came one of the most dramatic events in the early church, when the council was divided, and the power of God was so manifest among the people. There was one man called Gamaliel, all that which we believe Paul trained, right? You know, Gamaliel and so on. And warned them not to touch them. Said they might find themselves, you know, fighting against God. So that's what Gamaliel said. And there was a respected one of the Sanhedrin. But in the face of this, they beat the disciples and charged them not to speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. In verse 41, Acts chapter 5. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Amen? That meant everything to them. Amen? And meant everything to the Christian. Praise the Lord Jesus. They were counted worthy to suffer for that name. They weren't complaining and so on and that, you know. No more than Paul was complaining in Acts 16, in Stephen and Silas, amen, praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
When they were beaten, lacerated at the back and so forth, and in the prison they sang at midnight, right? And the prisoners even had them. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
See the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. See how, you know, the Holy Ghost, you know, led them in the early church and so forth. So going through this section of the, you know, the book of Acts, gives us the impression, the large place the name of our Lord Jesus Christ held in the early church. And of course, following the death of Stephen and the preaching of the word by Philip the evangelist in Samaria, you know, and we come to this significant sentence in Acts 8:12. You know, Philip was a deacon, one of the seven deacons appointed in Acts chapter 6, right? All of a sudden, maybe God promoted them. Praise the Lord. He became an evangelist. You know, and so on and that, you know where he went? Samaria. And there are many ministry to Samaria, right? You know, at one time when the Lord was here, he was going to go to Jerusalem by the way of Samaria, right? And he didn't receive him there. And the son of Barnabas, you know, James and John. And let us put out sword. Let us call fire from heaven. And divide them for not allowing us for not accepting the Lord, right? So, but the Lord say, you know what kind of spirit you have, right? I cannot to destroy, so but to save souls. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So I think it was a bold pass on Philip, filled with the Holy Ghost of God, to Samaria to go and preach the gospel. Amen?
Amen.
Because even in those days, the Samaritans and the Jews have nothing in common. John chapter 4. Amen.
Amen.
The woman and the well. Praise the Lord. They don't have anything in common and things like that, but that's where I believe God led Philip to go and preach the gospel. The Bible says when he preached the gospel there was more joy in that city, right? Praise the Lord Jesus. So that's in Acts 8:12. It says this. But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God, he preached the kingdom of God, right? What else did he preach? There's a conjunction there called "and." And the name of Jesus Christ. They were baptized, both men and women. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They preached the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the point I'm trying to bring now, the position, you know, that the name of the Lord Jesus Christ at the early church. So he not only preached the kingdom of God, but he preached the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. it seems that the early church devoted the time to instructing the people in regard to the use of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They must have understood that what we will call today the legal right to use the name of the Lord Jesus. They are convinced that, because in, like I said, in Mark 16, these signs shall further that belief, right? In my name, praise the Lord. A list of things. They will cast out devils. They will speak in new tongues. They will take off serpents, he said. They drink any deadly thing. It will not hurt them. They will lay hand on the sick and recover. Praise the Lord. Did you forget any of those things? Why should the church forget those things today? Praise the Lord. We shouldn't. Now, of course, many, many healings were done in that name. So the early church used the name of the Lord Jesus in connection with the sick. It would seem, in most cases, that they didn't even pray for the sick per se, especially. But they just laid their hands upon them in Jesus' name. Or at the beautiful gate, like we see, or just speak in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise and walk, like so the lame man. So, yeah, they seldom pray. But in James 5, we can still pray for the sick, amen? If any sick among you, let them call the elders, right? And then anointing with oil, pray, upon him in the name of the Lord and so forth. But in many, many cases, by the spoken word, I think when they ask 10 or something or 11 or somewhere in there, Peter passing through one place and so on, he saw one man called Aeneas, right? He didn't even ask him anything. Aeneas, Jesus Christ make you old, amen? That's what Peter said. The cripple walk, amen? A whole city was converted. Praise the Lord. When he saw that man Aeneas, he didn't even ask Peter for anything. He was led of the Holy Ghost. Aeneas, Jesus Christ make you old. That's it, amen? The use of the name of Jesus Christ in the early church and so forth. And you see, has that power today, amen? When we get acquainted, Job said, acquaint yourself now with him, amen? Praise the Lord. Acquaintance with the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Anyway, so we see right there. The Lord's message, let's say, Tarsus was converted, what was he told? The Lord's message to Saul of Tarsus to Ananias at his conversion is stated in Acts 9:15. You know how he was going to Damascus to go and, he had a letter from the priest and whatever to go and arrest those who are in the way. Amen? Praise the Lord. Go and arrest them and so on. And the Lord appeared to him. That's Apostle Paul and so on . And of course, there was this man of God, Ananias in Damascus, and tell them to go and talk to Paul and so on like that. Anyway, in 9:15 of Acts, but the Lord said unto him, go thy way. Ananias was resisting the Lord because he said, Lord, how can I go and look? This man you are to come and talk to me, he's coming here to come and to come and arrest us. How can I talk to him? Then the Lord told another this thing in 9:15. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me. Now hear this. To bear my name before the Gentiles, amen? And kings and the children of Israel. Now watch again, verse 16. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Praise the Lord Jesus. All those things came to pass that the Lord told Saul through this Ananias and so on like that, So that name of the Lord Jesus was the battle axe in the ministry of Paul throughout his ministry, amen? Was the battle axe, not of Paul's ministry. That name was in the hands of Paul what the rod was in the hand of Moses, amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Imagine the Egyptians to have stolen Moses' rod, what would have happened? Then they would have robbed him, of his weapon, amen? Mm-hmm. And that we use. The same thing, if any person or any church allow any person to dissuade them or to deprive them in whatever way, by the use of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that person or church or whatever, they are robbed of the power that belongs to them to deliver people. I mean, that means anything. It means it robbed them of their power to get their prayers answered. Amen. Praise the Lord. Whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, I will give it to you, right? Many things are associated with that name. Anyway, now, like I said again, if the Gentiles and Jews could stop the church from using the name of the Lord Jesus, they will rob the church of its supernatural power. And like Samson, when his guy was caught, they will be common men, amen? That's what it's called. You know the story of Samson, I don't have to go and say that one and something like that, you know? Anyway, the modern church, having lost the power of the name of the Lord Jesus, is reduced to the position of the short Samson. That is comparison right there, you know? So anyway, let us put that name where it belongs and so on. And here is how Barnabas. You know Barnabas? When Paul was converted, Saul was converted and so forth, they don't want to believe him because, of course, I don't believe the early church for not believing his conversion aspect, right? There was a man called Barnabas, you know, who took him to introduce him to the apostles. Praise the Lord. And said, you know, this man, and let me show you here in Acts 27. Here is how Barnabas introduced Saul to the apostles and so forth in Acts 27. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how he, meaning Saul, had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. Amen? You know, another thing, how much he will serve for his name, right? He will bear his name before kings, before the Gentiles, and before the Jews, right? That's why he was converted. It was that name, amen? It's battle axe. Praise the Lord. That's right. You know, so, and he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. And he was with them, coming in and going out at Jerusalem. 29 verse 6. And he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is testimony of Barnabas concerning Saul, right? Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. Anyway. And disputed against the Grecians, but he went about to slay him, the Bible says. That means more than simply preaching the gospel, as we understand it today. He preached just like Philip, he said he preached the kingdom of God and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Very real today, and so on that, you know. Again, the council at Jerusalem, at the council of Jerusalem, they had a council there, you know. There was this problem where I think, you know, that had to make the Christians to live like like Judaism kind of thing, you know. So, and Paul and, you know, Barnabas, they opposed this thing that it ought not to be so. If we are being Jews and something like that, you know, I mean, you can't compare them to come and live like like a Judaism kind of religion. So they had to take this matter to Jerusalem, right? They had a council there to tell them to straighten out this matter. If you are Christian, we don't have to live like our life, like in the Judaism and so on. Anyway, so there was a council in Jerusalem, right? In Acts 15. And here is what is said about the name of the Lord Jesus in Acts 15:14. Simeon, I think Apostle James was saying this. Simeon, meaning Peter, has declared how God at first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. He is talking about house of Cornelius, right? Praise the Lord. Yeah. Peter has already told them what happened. Thank God Peter took some disciples, about six of them with him to Cornelius' house, right? So they are witnesses that the Gentiles did receive the Holy Ghost, right? They were converted. And so James was referring to that trip here and some of that, you know. So the point is now that the Lord visited the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. So the Gentile church is a people taken out of the world unto the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are a people who are gathered about that name. So when we meet at an assembly like here this morning, or a church, We are gathered about the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Like everything we do, it's in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a supernatural body. The body of Christ is a supernatural body. Amen.
Amen.
The church of the living God is a supernatural body clothed with supernatural power, gathered about a supernatural name. Amen. Praise the Lord. The true church of the living God is a supernatural body, clothed with supernatural power, gathered about a supernatural name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, brother and sister, oh, that the church will return to this high estate where it belongs, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's our prayer every day, restoration of the church, amen? To where she really belongs and so forth, as we look for its coming. Rather than God's children pleading with him for faith, or bemoaning their weaknesses, confessing their inability to meet a crisis of the hour, they should gather about the name of the Lord Jesus, this mighty name that has enwrapped within it the omnipotence of God. Amen. God's omnipotence is enwrapped in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And the power of him who bore that name. Oh, if they only, mean God's people, know how to turn on the switch, so to say, and receive that light and glory, our might of omnipotence, which is at their disposal. That's our prayer, that we fully turn on that light, amen, and take advantage of the omnipotence enwrapped in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Recorded in the 16th chapter of Acts, I was talking about it before, it's a striking illustration of the use of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in the book of Acts. Again, Acts 16:16 says this. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel, possessed with a spirit of divination, met us, which brought and masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us. That's Luke talking here by the Holy Spirit. Luke, when he say us, Luke is writing by the Holy Spirit, right? The same following Paul and us, and Christ saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. The divination spirit. We don't need you to commend us, amen? God doesn't need the divination to commend himself. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, not to the girl now, to the spirit, praise the Lord. Sometimes people try to, you can't differ between the spirit and the person, as well as, I command thee, in the name of Jesus Christ, to come out of her. And it came out the same hour. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Now, in the early days of the ministry and so forth, I remember that sometimes, because of our limited knowledge, we will spend all night casting out a demon, Sometimes we transfer them from one Christian, maybe from different to Ibadan and so on. All night. Ought not to be so. Praise the Lord. I didn't see it in the Bible really, Bible says at the same hour it came out. Even back there, I used to wonder, how can we take a whole night dealing with just one demon, Praise the Lord. Yeah, it happened, We even transfer one to from the if I say bad. I used to think in those days, it just happened because of our limited knowledge. But God still honors our knowledge, when I was a child, understood as a child. I spoke as a child. Praise the Lord. When we grow to manhood, we don't do that anymore, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So right there at the same hour, look at the Lord Jesus. Immediately, when they command them, they come out of them, amen. Praise the Lord. Even when you want to ask a legion, right? What's your name? Say we are legion or we are many. They just command them, one of them, they come out of there and run to the sheep and about, to the pigs. So it is here. So the guest was delivered. The apostles arrested. Then came The mighty miracle of the opening of the jail at Philippi, or Philippi, if you want to call it Philippi, where the jailer fell trembling at the feet of Paul and Silas and crying in Acts 16:30. You know the story, Acts 16:30. Sir, what must I do to be saved? Look at the answer. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Praise the Lord Jesus. We are told in Acts 12, neither is there salvation in any other, right? For there is no other name under heaven. But we must be saved, right? It is considered in the book of Acts. So Apostle Paul is saying the same thing here, you know, and you know, he said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and that shall be saved and the house. So this same name that had liberated the girl from the spirit of divination, you know, in the afternoon, now has led this man and his household into sonship privilege in the family of God in the night. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't forget, they sang at midnight, right? That's when, you know, the miracle took place. And the man took them to his house, washed their back, and so on, like, you know, praise the Lord. Amen. The name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just going through the book of Acts, we can't cover everything, but just a few of them, to really refresh our memory of the authority and dominion we have in this name. You have it, I have it, you know. We have come to the place where we have to use it properly, but we do have it, amen. And this act of exhortation is to awaken our spirit to what belongs to us. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So anyway, the name of the Lord Jesus meant more to the early church than it does to much of the people of the church today. It had a place in their ministry that we do not give it today, so to say, as we ought to give it to. That is just a plain fact. You know, of the old thing right there, you know. So, but, you know, now, have you anything to take the place of the name of Jesus? Nothing, nothing. Nothing can take the place of that name. Praise the Lord. Yes. Education won't take it, you know. Can't take the place of the name of Jesus. Seminary by itself can't take the place of the name of Jesus, amen. Contrary to what many think, the church needs the supernatural power of God, even today. One mighty miracle today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, is worth more than 100 modernistic sermons that are being preached in many places. Praise the Lord. Amen. I talk about Aeneas, right? Jesus Christ makes you whole, right? That's what Peter said, right? A whole village was converted. Praise the Lord. This is a pattern. This is a foundation. We have to look back to those things. But pray for revival, right? I believe it should be after this manner. Praise the Lord. That's right. So, Paul's ministry in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ was so outstanding. The miracles so pronounced that even wicked men, sorcerers, have tempted to use it. Praise the Lord. I give an example in Acts 19:11. And God wrought special miracles in the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Now, I was saying that even, the outstanding miracle Paul performed, that even wicked men, social, attempting to use that name. So we have it in verse 14. And there were seven sons of one Siva, a Jew, and a chief of the priests, which did so, you know. And the evil spirit, of course, answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are thou, or who are ye rather? And the man in whom this evil spirit was leaned on them, and overcome them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. The Bible says, praise the Lord. You know, yeah. Got to know him personally, not the one that Paul preached. Do you know him personally? You see what I'm saying? Anyway, and this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all. And I watch this now. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified in it. By one miracle that we have prayed the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. That name, through the mighty thing that were wrought, was glorified in Ephesus. That's what you know, in Ephesus. Would that the name of the Lord Jesus Christ could be so glorified today in the churches and assemblies. We just pray so, amen. All that call upon the name of the Lord, that name will be so glorified in the churches. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It will be if the believers knew their legal rights and knew how to employ them. Time to round up here. Let us read Paul's defense before King Agrippa. You know, God, the Lord told him that he will bear his name, right?
Yes.
Before the Gentiles and before kings, right?
Yes.
Yeah, this is an instance. Agrippa, Paul witnessing before him. Oh, thou almost passed him to be a Christian. Paul said, you can't be a Christian, you can be, except for this my bones, amen? I mean, Agrippa, do you catch it incredible that God should raise the dead? Because he was preaching during the resurrection of the dead, right? Praise the Lord. Anyway, so in Acts 26:9, so let's see one of the things that Paul's defense and so forth. He said, I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Apostle Paul witnessing to Agrippa and so like that, you know. Anyway, it is noteworthy. The place that Paul gives the name of the Lord Jesus in this scripture, where I put it, that he thought he ought to do many things contrary to that name and so on that, you know. So, now let me begin to write a conclusion here. Of course, we can't go through all the use of the name in the book of Acts. I just mentioned this thing. I mean, just share this one this morning to awaken us to the awesome power that is in that name that belongs to you and I. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you were to draw a conclusion this morning for the use and place of the name of the Lord Jesus in the book of Acts, we will have this to say in summary. The name of the Lord Jesus actually took the place of the ascended Lord, amen? That name took his place. Praise the Lord. So what do you mean? I mean by this. Wherever the Lord Jesus will have been glorified by his personal presence, that name took its place today. Amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. That's why I say, in my name, you will do these things, right? In my name. Even though I go up, the answer. That name has never lost any of his authority. And he has never lost any of his power. He has powerful, as omnipotent, as in the days of the apostles. You don't have to just know how to use it. As long as you know. The name of the, again to finish up here, that name of the Lord Jesus belongs to you and I. Now, not just in the early church and so on, right now it belongs to you and I and so on. That, you know. How rich will be the church today in power and experience and grace if she knew her privileges and arose to that name and dare take them. Amen? That is the challenge that we employ, that name. You know, that we say the other day, in everything we do them in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, here's what David said in Psalm 144, verse 1. I'll finish with these two scriptures here. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to walk, and my fingers to fight. Amen. The Lord taught, you know, his hands to walk, and my fingers to fight, he said. He said, my strength. David said, the Lord, my strength, and that, you know. For us, we're not fighting with short guns or anything like that. Amen? Praise the Lord. Our own thing, 2 Corinthians 10:3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. Praise the Lord. And what most powerful weapon? The name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Use it in our prayers. Use it in everything we do. And It's been given to you and I. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray that just going through your word this morning and see how potent, how powerful, O Lord God, you know, how they took that name wholeheartedly. They preached actually the kingdom of God. They preached the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And supernatural signs take place. Conversions took place in mass. So Lord, restore to this church, Lord, O Lord God, the confidence in this name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we thank you for what you are doing, but we are saying that, Lord God, when we come to the full knowledge of the omnipotence in that name, great wonders, in the great revival we are praying for, this will take dominance, that name will take dominance in it, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So thank you as we go this morning, Lord, be aware of this thing, and reach on out in the name of the Lord by faith in Jesus' name. Peter says, his name, through faith in his name, were these people made whole. Father, we can do all things through our Lord Jesus Christ, who strengtheneth us. Thank you, Father, for blessing us in the reading of your word this morning. Father, in Jesus' name, our Lord, we pray.
Amen.
And amen. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.